The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Your point about captains, right? You were talking about Jamar and Burrow and everybody. You know, I've seen a lot discussed about Deebo Samuel and him being a captain. And I think there's just a sentiment. When I've been thinking a lot about the George Kittle quote from over the weekend, and I don't want to read too much into it, but at the same time, like, I feel like we've got a pretty good feel on George Kittle. And when he says something at a podium, at least in the last couple years, it's felt very genuine and sincere and direct. And I don't know who he's, you know, pointing at regarding effort and consistency and fighting through adversity. I can only speculate. But when you see some of the things that have been going on, my interpretation of what George Kittle was saying was like, man, I get it. And he's paid, so it's easy for him to say that. But it does feel like there's been a lot of side missions on this 49er journey this year. And for whatever reason, personal, professional, a variety of things on and off the field, some that make total sense as a family man, I get it. They have been distracted as a unit, and they haven't been as focused. And when you're questioning effort level and all that stuff, like, then you're tweeting out and you're worried about touches, Deebo Samuel,
Deebo Samuel,
a big win?
Yeah, Deebo Samuel tweeted yesterday, not struggling it out at all, just not getting the ball. Just because I voiced my opinions, mean I'm not hating on any of my teammates. Be for real. Well, we're trying to be for real, but your tweets aren't for real. And I love you, Deebo. I really do. But not struggling at all, just not getting the ball. Well, we're watching you struggle get off the line of scrimmage off a press man. Do you still have a burst? Sure, we see it on the kickoff return. There's something there. But for whatever reason, the ball's not hitting you. You're not catching it or you're not running the right route. I have no idea, but the tweet like that on the short week to create a little more drama within that locker room where you've had 85 receiving yards over the last four games on 11 catches. You don't need to. And that's coming off of, you know, the Tampa Bay situation with Tabor Pepper. Yeah. That's coming off the Green Bay game where they get smoked 38-10 and you choose as a captain of the football team to not talk to the media. I see Fred Warner, Brock Purdy, George Kittle talk to the media every single week as a captain of the team. Now, you may not think this is a big deal, but as a leader of the team and your team gets beat down, the press wants to talk to the captains of the team. They want to talk to the guys who are up on the pedestal, who hold weight in that locker room. Well, Kittle does, Warner does, Brock Purdy does. I thought Deebo Samuel did, Trent Williams does. And for Deebo to not even talk after the Green Bay game, and then he didn't do it again after Buffalo, and that's coming off the quote with T.O., who said it on his show, that he may be more worried about his pregame outfits or whatnot. It's spiraling out of control for Deebo Samuel. And this is a big deal. I'm sure the locker room will police it. But at the same time, I'm sure there's a couple guys in there giving a side eye, like, really, dude? Because I'm reading this quote from Brandon Graham, who's a longtime captain of the Philadelphia Eagles. He's out for the year, and he's on 94 WIP. Oh, you have the sound? Check this out. Check this out.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. And I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he noticed. He, you know, I don't know the whole story, but I know that one is trying. And, I mean, 11 could be a little better with how he responds to things. And they was friends before this. It's like, man, but things have changed. And I understand that because life happens. But we got to, it's the business side that we have to make sure that we don't let the personal get in the way of the business. And that's what we got to do better as right now, because we know it's an issue. Everybody's seen some things, but we need to be able to talk things out as men. But we need to let personal stuff go and let's get right for this game, because, man, it's like a lot of stuff. Most of the time, it's just a conversation that just need to be had. But the person with the problem got to want to talk to the person other than others. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
So now Brandon Graham has told ESPN that, hey, he took it a little too far with his comments about that. But what's real is real, and what you said is what you said. And what you said, because Brandon Graham's an honest guy. So I don't know what it is about the wide receiver position for many, many years where guys just need to speak out about not getting the ball and being divas or whatnot. But it's just A.J. Brown. Your Philadelphia Eagles are rolling. You get a big win against Carolina. You're going to get yours. Trust me. You're the number one target in the passing game. And then you got Deebo Samuel, who Shanahan is trying to find ways to get involved in the game plan. The run game's not working with Deebo. The jet sweeps no longer work. But, hey, I'm not struggling at all, just not getting the ball.
Well, I would file both of these under, it's just so unnecessary. You could air your grievances behind closed doors that it doesn't become public. Like, you can have a one-off with your coach. I mean, everyone knows Kyle and Deebo are close. Now, maybe they've grown apart. Who knows? I can speak to that. But A.J. Brown, Deebo, what's the point of putting that out there after a win? It's unnecessary. It's a bad look for you. And now you're going to be asked a million questions about your relationship, your happiness, all of this. It's so unnecessary. And all of this, whether it's the contracts and everyone having to get paid and trying to make money, and Debo's in a walk year, he thinks, and he might be dangling this. It's hard for me to drum up empathy when the backdrop of what I saw last night was Ja'Marr Chase playing without a contract, okay? Balling his you-know-what off all season long outside of one game to start the year. So it's hard for me to drum up a ton of empathy when I see other players in comparable positions. Tre'Varius Ward doesn't have a contract at the end of this year. He's probably going to be gone. There are a lot of players in the league that don't have money left of them after this. So I get all the contract stuff, and everyone feels it because it's personal to them. But at the end of the day, there are certain things that you are doing to yourself that are unnecessary and putting way too much stress and drama on a situation that doesn't need it. The Niners just had their best win in weeks. And what are we sitting here talking about? Deebo not getting the ball? Come on, man. It's just unnecessary. And I would say the same thing about A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. Like, come on, man. Like, you don't have to be the star role every single week. You're getting paid handsomely. You just got an extension. He just got an extension. I don't understand it.
No, it was not good. A.J. Brown said it was incredibly tough to get to a rhythm as a receiver when the offense wasn't passing the ball much. So it may not work here for A.J. Brown ever, because Shanahan is not going to get pass happy out there. So, you know, I was thinking about Ja'Marr Chase and coming into camp and playing. And I don't think he plays if Joe Burrow's not there. I think the relationship that Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, I don't think it's something we could just shrug off so easily. They've got that rapport from LSU. And, you know, it's maybe the reason why I think Cincinnati passed up on Penei Sewell for Ja'Marr Chase, or could have been.
Burrow wanted him.
Yeah, he wanted him so bad. Yeah. They're boys. They won a national championship together at LSU or broke records. I don't think Ja'Marr Chase plays if Joe Burrow's not the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals.
I
think he holds out. I think he completely holds out. But Joe Burrow is such his dog, and he loves football. And he's like, I can't do Joe Burrow like that.
Well, Bonta, he sat out all of training camp and showed up the week of the first game because he wanted to get paid. Because he knows he has to play that.
Well, he was a hold-in. He was a hold-in.
I know, but he didn't practice at all.
Yeah, I know. He didn't practice at all.
Like,
I don't think he plays. I don't think he plays.
How could you quantify that?
I don't think he plays if Joe Burrow's not the quarterback. I think we're underrating that relationship between Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. They played a lot of football together. And I think Ja'Marr Chase is a real one.
Still there.
And I don't think he, huh?
The risk is still there of getting injured. Like, with
there's no doubt.
The original point of a lot of these holdouts, like, just real quick, the original point of almost every holdout is, my next play could be my last. That's what most players say when they're in these situations. At any moment, I could get hurt. And I'm watching a guy really risk a lot of stuff, Ja'Marr Chase, and he's having a banner year.
Yeah, but I don't think he risks that if Joe Burrow's not the quarterback. That's all I'm saying. You even look at the AFC North Hard Knocks in the meeting room. Who's sitting next to Joe Burrow? It's not the backup quarterback. It's Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, but he would still have to play 15 game or 16 game, whatever the number is before, because you don't get to free agency. So you have to play in X amount of games.
I think he dares Mike Brown, because Ja'Marr Chase also the same guy during the COVID season saying, yeah, I'm not playing. I'm sitting this one out.
And a lot of people
didn't like that.
I mean,
yeah, but a lot of people didn't like that. You think if Joe Burrow's a quarterback at LSU during COVID, he's not playing?
I don't know how I can quantify that.
I quantify it by looking at their relationship over the years, building their rapport on the football field, their rapport off the field, the way they talk to each other. I think they are tight. Like, they're not just friends. They're brothers. I think they're brothers. And so I think Jamar Chase feels like, you know what? I got to go out there and ride for Joe because Joe rides for me. That's all I'm saying. But he's a one-off. He's a one-off. CeeDee Lamb held out. He got his money. And look, man.
And he's balling, what it
is.
Too.
He is balling. He is balling. But he held out of camp. He held out of camp. And he's balling with guys like Cooper Rush. So anyway, Deebo Samuel, what do you make about it, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. I do want to talk some Warriors and talk some real sports because this drama stuff is driving me insane. I mean, come on, man. Just put the Twitter down for once.